Hello everybody, welcome here at the Lightning Talks in Brussels, here at Fostum. I want to introduce to you Philip Stanner. He's talking about how to clean up a 16-year-old Linux kernel API. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
So, hi everyone. Hope you had a good Fostum and not too many beers. So. I'm Philip. I'm currently a Linux kernel engineer for graphics cards, mostly, and the infrastructure they need. And since this is Lightning Talk and time is a scarce resource, we jump right in. Just one disclaimer, we are looking here at quite some old code that is quite bad. And I just want to point out, we just criticize the code, right? And we don't want to condemn the authors. Because, you know, it's like people are sometimes under time pressure, doing things for the first time. Sometimes you have 10 years more experiences. Yeah, it was a bad idea, actually. And as an Easter egg here, I have a quote that I like quite a bit from a former colleague of mine who said, as a software developer, you know, at first you think that the others can't code, and ultimately you realize that no one really can. And I think that approximates truth maybe quite well. And so we are looking into a specific subsystem of the Linux kernel, the PCI subsystem, and notably the PCI Express part. And PCI Express is probably the most important bus on your computer. Like virtually everything your computer does in I/O is multiplexed through PCI Express lanes, ultimately. And it's quite old by now. I think it's from 2003 or something, so more than 20 years. It's quite some old code. It's probably older than many people in the audience, right? And the subsystem in the kernel, where this code lives, currently has only one full-time maintainer, which is not that many. And as far as I know, if it has like two, three APIs that are kind of broken, should be repaired, but are very difficult to repair. And we're looking into one of those APIs, which causes, well, overflows and potentially undefined behavior. And we don't have to understand that much about PCI. All that's important for our talk here is to understand the following. So in PCI, you have PCI devices, for example, your graphics card. That card consists of so-called BARs, basic address registers. Those are memory regions, basically, physical memory regions. The best example probably is your video RAM. Huh? That's a PCI bar. And now as a driver, when you write a graphics driver, for example, you want to move shaders and stuff into your video memory, so you need to access it from the CPU. And to do that, you need to do something that's called an I/O remaps. You need to map the physical addresses into your virtual address space, which is on the right side here. And then you get an I/O pointer, and with that pointer, you can access the device and copy stuff on there, which is cool. And in PCI, there's several functions to do that, like depending on what precisely you want to do, the ranges you want to use, other requirements. Those details aren't interesting for us, but we're looking into those I/O remap functions in this talk here. And so one day, I was tasked with some GPU stuff. And I was not expecting anything evil to happen until I discovered this function here. That's called PCIM IO map table, which is quite an interesting prototype. We know the C language is sometimes a bit nasty with those. And then I was like, OK, what's that? And this is a function that takes a PCI device's parameter and returns a const pointer to a const pointer. And I didn't really get, well, what is it doing? And then do some git blaming, discover it's from 2007, 2009, right? It's quite some old thing. And if you don't understand how something works, then the best thing to do in the kernel is look for users. Look who is using that function, and then try to get, and alternatively, you could also read the documentation, but who does that, right? So we look for users, and then you discover the following. So this function always occurs as a pair with another function, which is PCIM OMAP regions. This precisely is the OMAP function, which does the O remapping into the virtual address space. And, well, what it does, it does the OMAP and the memory request. And for some reason, you specify which bar you want to map with this bit mask here. So you set the zeroth bit, and then you get the zeroth bar. And then, for some reason, the actual I/O address your driver obtains through the OMAP table function. And you do it by indexing over the function. Compiler people would beat me. You can't actually index over a function, but you index over what the function returns and so on. But you get the deal. I had never seen something like that in C. I didn't even know it's possible. But the miracles occur by themselves, I guess. So, and then you ask yourself, why did they implement that like 16 years ago, it that way? Why? What was the background? Why? And the background is the following. I assume, I don't know for sure, but it seems the author's intention was that this bitmask functionality would allow for mapping many bars, more than one, simultaneously by setting several bits. And that now seems to be the reason why the second function became necessary, because in C there's not really a smart mechanism to return several I/O pointers or pointers in general to the caller. I mean, you can do some tricks, I know, but you know. And here the graphics shows you what's being done. So first you do the I/O map, then that function enters the I/O pointers into some global table that's administrated somewhere, and then through the OMAP table function you index over that, and then you get the I/O address and can pass it to your driver, and then the driver can do all sorts of stuff with it. Yeah, and that's bad. Why is it bad? First of all, most notably, this awkward function indexing mechanism doesn't allow for bounds checking. So neither the function can check the parameter you're passing here, and the C language, as far as I'm aware, also has no mechanism to check that. So if you had a few beers too many and start hacking, and you can just randomly overflow this table we just saw on the other graphics, and then you have the archetype, the par excellence for undefined behavior in C, because you just get some random pointer from memory, pass it to the driver. The driver might then try to write into that random pointer somewhere in the memory, and then everything explodes into your face. And the other thing is, PCI currently supports like a maximum number of PCI bars of 6. So and most devices have like one bar, or maybe 3. And now the entire mechanism becomes questionable, because the bitmask is an integer with like 32 bits at most, so it's not even extensible. If PCI once one day introduces like 1,000 bars, so that's not good. We don't really want that, because kernel APIs, central APIs should be robust. They should be as robust as possible, because drivers, for example, are not always written by people like Ken Thompson and super geniuses. They're sometimes really written by interns and all that. So the more robust your central infrastructure, the better. And another thing is that there are people who like to be clever. That's actual code from the kernel. Here's the file. What is going on? That's only part of the code, by the way. So here it's hex free, because someone was too lazy to set the bits in a